this is part two of Make Time and Space, because there's so much more that I realized I wanted to say, but there wasn't time or space. That's ironic, right? It's a joke. I got it. So there's a question that the old rabbis ask and the philosophers ask, which is, how can God create something outside of God's self, right? How can we have free will? How can we be independent creatures? How do we exist outside of God? How does that make any sense? If God is everywhere, we must exist within God. Well, the Kabbalists, they said that what God did was that God took part of this act of tzimtzum, of bringing God's self within God's self to create a vacuum outside of God's self, so that God constricted God's self within God's self to create space, a vacuum outside of God's self. And that's where creation happened. And that God allowed for creation by pulling God's self within. And then the Kabbalists continue that the problem was that God's self was so within this condensed part of God that it exploded out, caused shards of godliness to land in all different parts of the world and different people and different things and places all over. And the idea that they teach is that we should all be involved in repairing the world, in finding these sparks of God, these sparks of creation, these sparks of holiness, and that it is our job in our life to collect these moments, to collect these moments of godliness, to collect these moments of unity, of holiness, to collect these moments and to bask in them. You know the moments I'm talking about, the moments where you feel at one, at peace, where you feel, you see, you sense the love, the interconnectedness of the world. With lots of love to you, I'm Rabbi Brian.